Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. With this edition, we complete our 100th broadcast in our series of audio features on the ocean defined as an integrated global social system, which have found an audience on this station, other web-based streams, RSS feeds, podcasts, and downloads from the World Ocean Observatory site. 2 years, which parallel the observatory's progress toward becoming the place of exchange of ocean information and educational services, our development of portal connections and proactive programs that have expanded our participants from zero to millions. World Ocean Radio is one such tool, alongside The Ocean Today, with links to the major portals for research, conservation, and policy, The Cultural Ocean, with links to comparable institutions presenting ocean history and culture, World Ocean Classroom, where teachers can go to search thousands of marine curricula to augment their classroom activities, World Ocean Forum, our blog, World Ocean Observer, our newsletter, World Ocean Events, comprehensive themed focused presentations on key ocean issues, and Breaking Waves, our ocean news service posted daily with articles from over 200 publications surveyed for the most interesting and relevant reports. Recently, the observatory built www.oceanclimate.org, an internet site that demonstrates the powerful synergy between ocean and climate systems and how it affects human survival. Launched at Ocean Day at the December 2009 Copenhagen Climate Summit, the site addresses CO2 emissions, polar melt, extreme weather, ocean currents, ocean acidification, freshwater, disease, biodiversity, coastal resources, economic effects, and the particular impacts on small island nations. Each theme is articulated by video interviews with ocean experts, surveys the present situation, offers solutions, and provides an interactive forum for visitor comment. The site looks to the future with similar presentations on mitigation, adaptation, invention, and public participation, steps being taken to create a global community for the sustainable ocean. The observatory is also working with the Global Forum on Oceans, Coasts, and Islands, the preeminent informal group of government and non-governmental organizations, research and educational institutions, environmental and conservation groups, that works to define international ocean policy and projects for local, national, and international implementation. The observatory will be producing a video proceedings of the Global Forum's major international conference at UNESCO in Paris in May, as an educational and public outreach strategy to provide the most up-to-date policy information to a general audience worldwide. Finally, 3 new projects are in development. A subscription service to provide audiovisual modules to aquariums, science centers, and maritime museums. My Ocean Space, an interactive opportunity for students and teachers to share ocean projects with their counterparts around the world. And One Ocean, an interdisciplinary curriculum that combines the 100 most important things to know about the ocean for use by homeschoolers, environmental programs, and classrooms in the developing world, where integrated learning is both practical and progressive. So World Ocean Radio is but one means to reach a global ocean constituency, the citizens of the ocean connected and sustained in so many ways through marine systems and maritime enterprise. Thanks for listening. And if you have suggestions for new radio outlets or programs or supporters, please contact us at info@thew2o.net. We will discuss these issues and more in the next 100 editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole, in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.